Hi, everyone. This is Joe Allgrant, and this is the third in our podcasts that are designed to help welcome ninth graders, class of 2024, into the Dwight Englewood Upper School. We have talked to you before once about the curriculum and the academic life that your child will have in the high school. And in the first one, we talked about the transition and the importance of how coming into a new division or a new school works in setting a path to success during the rest of the time here. What we wanted to talk about today a little bit was the co-curricular program that comes alongside the athletics that comes alongside the academics. Athletics will be part, of course, of the co-curricular. And I have here with us today Debbie Rivera Murphy, who was the class of 2011 in Dwight Englewood School and returned as the director of student activities a couple of years ago. While she was a student, she was a very active participant in all sorts of organizations, which made it a natural fit for her to return to her alma mater. And she has over this time really built the program significantly. And I thought it'd be fun to talk to her about it now. So Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your role as you see it first, then we'll get to some specific stuff that you do.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. So my role is the Director of Student Activities and Community Service. Really what I see myself as is really helping students find their space at Dwight Englewood and really find ways that they can be a part of the community, right? So being involved in different clubs is a way that students can be a part of the upper school, but also service and being able to participate in community service on campus, off campus, finding those opportunities and sharing them with students or highlighting the work that students are currently doing for the greater good is what I see my job really, right? So maintaining community is really the biggest part of it. From what I see.
And, you know, that stems both from your work as a professional, but also your time when you were a student here, right?
Yes. Yes. So I attended Dwight Englewood and I loved it. Of course, I came back. I was impressed by how many options I had, right? And what I am still really impressed by is how deep students can go into their particular interest or focus, right? So if you are a student of history or a student that's very interested in culture, you can not only study, you know, pick a great course to take during your school day, but during club meeting times or after school, you could be involved with all sorts of clubs that could talk a little bit about different cultures, different people's histories, lots of different opportunities like that, or provide a service for a group that may need it. Yeah.
Why don't you sort of give the, I know you in your head you have these categorized into different types of organizations.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about those for a second and the kinds of stuff you could do in each one of those?
Yeah, so we have upwards to about 70 different groups on campus, and they are categorized by art, charity and awareness groups, identity groups, interest groups, publications, school and political, school life, social and political groups, and STEM groups. So as far as art offerings go, there are different ways that students can go. So they can do sort of visual arts. We have the Promotional Art Society that works with, they're involved with community service. They provide, they work with the MLK Day of Service group to create an art supply drive for a community here in Englewood. But we also have some music groups like Mode, which is a Musicians of Deutsch Language group. We have Jazz Rock, which is a really amazing musical group that puts on a concert twice a year, totally made up of student performers, student musicians. Every part of it is student produced. So those are some of the art offerings. For the awareness groups, we have a group like Hope, which is about helping people out. They have a fashion focus, but they are very service oriented. We also have CODES, which is a community outreach club of the Dwight Englewood School. They host lots of drives throughout the year. And Teens Connecting Community is another awesome group. They are dedicated to service, and they work currently with students at the elementary school at Dwight, tutoring them. Recently, that's been one of their projects, and it's been very nice. As far as identity groups go, we have lots of affinity groups. We have particular cultural groups, GSA, religious groups. The Jewish Association of Dwight Englewood has been brand new. Not brand new. Jade has been around for a while, but we have a new group coming up next year. So we have a good mix of those clubs. And STEM, I know, is something that a lot of people like to ask about. We have a robotics team that's very competitive. And one of our newer groups is very exciting for our students. It's molecular gastronomy, the science behind food. They've been creating, you know, learning about different recipes, understanding the science behind it, and then actually making it and enjoying that. So that's just a little taste of some of our clubs here in our groups.
Well, I like that, a little taste. Good way to end. So with all these clubs that, you know, that we have, how do we fit all that into the schedule? That seems like it would be hard to choose which one.
Yes. So we have 5 days a week where clubs can be meeting. And during those times, we have multiple clubs that meet. We have this nice part of our schedule, which is lunch, and we have an hour built in for it where the whole school is available to meet. During the second half of lunch, students can choose to go see teachers during office hours, work on their homework, or they can participate in any of these groups that are being offered. So it's a nice, accessible thing where students don't have to stay after school to participate in clubs. It is built into our regular schedule. So it's a great thing.
And so for a ninth grader who's just coming into the school, whether they're coming new or coming over from the middle school, the program's quite different. Mm-hmm. How do we introduce all these organizations to to our new 2024?
Yes. So we definitely make sure that these students know what opportunities are available for them, since clubs and student groups are such a key part of our school community. At the beginning of the year in September, I would say around the time of the ninth grade retreat, we host an activities fair where all clubs have a table and are able to engage with the new ninth graders separately from the rest of the upper school. And that's been really productive recently. We have the student activities board that has, you know, creates a directory of all of the clubs in advance with descriptions and contact information before the fair happens, so that when students when they attend the fair, they're already prepared with what they may see and can really target those different groups during that day. So they're added to the listserv. They can also join at any time. All of this information lives on the activities page, but that's just one of the main opportunities that students have to learn about the offerings.
And the clubs make different kinds of announcements in our school meetings or in different ways, so that kids are always kind of updated on what they're, you know, on what these different organizations are doing.
Yes. And all clubs are expected to host some event throughout the year or, you know, take on a major project throughout the year. So there are different times of year that the clubs are visible publicly, but they do meet regularly, all of them.
Then the other piece of our co-curricular program is the athletics program. Mm-hmm. Where we have a wider range of over 20 varsity, junior varsity, and ninth grade teams that work out throughout the entire year. Assuming that this fall will be normal And we don't know exactly yet, of course, what it's going to look like, but our fall season starts on the 24th of August, and students are back to practice for a couple of weeks before we start scrimmaging and games, which happens right at the beginning of September. Again, we don't know what this fall will look like, but that would be the normal timeline. We have, in particular, ninth grade programs whenever we have enough of a population to run a ninth grade team. So most often the boys have a ninth grade soccer team and a ninth grade basketball team. So we're able to accommodate as many of the ninth graders as possible. The track team, the cross country team, they always are anxious to have as many people as they can get. And that kind of workout is always a healthy thing. So the athletic program, which also is large and somewhere around half the school participates in sports of one sort or another. And I think way more than that participate in the activities program from one year to the other. And as Debbie said at the beginning, the whole notion of this helps kids connect to the school, connect to each other, learn very important lessons about themselves, about working with others, and the notion of being part of something that's larger than they are, which we know is a real connector to an organization and makes humans feel much better about themselves and their world. Any last words?
Dwedding Wood has a lot to offer in terms of organizations that students can tap into. It really is a place just abundant with opportunities to, as I said earlier, just to go deep in what their interests really are. So I'm very proud to work here, and I'm very proud to be a connector for new students to be able to find their match and find a place where they can feel comfortable. So thank you.
And of all the names you should remember and you should help your kids remember next year, Miss Murphy is one of them, because she is always a go-to person for whatever anybody needs. While I have you here, I just wanted to mention a couple of other things. One is that I hope you all come to our town hall. And that's on Thursday. Along with this podcast should be a link to that meeting tomorrow. Then we'll have the one next week on Tuesday, I believe, that will be for all the students to come and meet up, the students who are coming into the school new and the students who are coming into the high school from the middle school. We look forward to seeing you all then. And at that point, I will talk a little bit about the academic scheduling and placement that's been going on over the last month. And so you're able to learn a little bit more about how that timeline is going to work, because pretty soon we are going to be in touch with the incoming families with course recommendations and those kinds of things. For those of you in the middle school here, you're in the middle of that process now as well. So thanks very much for listening. And we will hope to see you all Thursday, and absolutely, of course, looking forward to next year. So thanks very much, and have a good day.